This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
A new year and a lot happening this Monday in Washington, D.C., where we're joined by Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Paul has an update from our nation's capital. Paul?
Yeah, I think, as you know, the big focus right now is on the upcoming inauguration of President-elect Trump next Monday. And in the meantime, the Senate in particular is really starting the work on processing out the different nominations that will comprise the president's cabinet ultimately. And at the same time, the House and Senate are both starting conversations around the legislation that they're going to move to advance a number of the key priorities that Republicans and President Trump have outlined, including extending the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act provisions and provisions around defense and energy and the border. So a lot of work being done right now to kind of get things started, right? Nothing's happened just yet, as the president-elect hasn't taken office yet. But, you know, the new Congress is organizing and getting committee assignments together against the larger backdrop here of all the preparation work that's being done.
Just a few days from the inauguration, and then the work begins. One thing that we are certain about is enrollment for Dairy Margin Coverage Program. Can you provide some details there?
Yeah, absolutely. The other day, USDA announced that it will open the 2025 sign up for the Dairy Margin Coverage Program on January the 29th, and that sign up period will run through March 31st. So just over 2 months there to sign up from January 29th to March 31st. Producers who want to sign up can go to their local FSA offices, as they've done in the past, sign up for the year 2025, since the program was extended as part of the Farm Bill extension passed last month.
A safety net worth looking into as we head into a new year.
Yeah, I just always urge people to take advantage of the support that that program provides. It's a good safety net / risk management tool. And, you know, it doesn't pay out every year, obviously. It depends on national margin triggers and things like that. But it's, as we've seen from past history, it's always good to have it there when you might need.
Absolutely. Thanks, Paul. That's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. For more, go to nmpf.org.